The Chicago Blackhawks look to get a new winning streak going tonight as they face Tampa Bay here at the United Center. And after winning 62 regular season games last year, the Lightning were swept in round number one of the playoffs. And they just haven't been the same since. But all of that can change quickly tonight, so the Hawks will need to start this game on time. Unlike the way they did against Carolina, start on time tonight is obligatory. Dylan Strome centers the Hawks opening line, and Patrick Kane, one assist away from number 600, starts at the right wing. Wheeling into the Hawks zone, a long shot from the high slot, and Crawford stopped him with a shoulder save. The puck rolled off of him and into the crease, swept out of there by Calvin DeHaan. Inside the Hawks zone along the right boards, Pat Maroon put it to the deep slot, Sergachev. Sergachev with a one-timer, he scores! A big crowd had gathered in front of Corey Crawford, primarily Pat Maroon and Oimata, who was trying to keep Maroon from being involved in the play. And I don't think Crawford got a good look at this power play goal. The Lightning won, the Hawks no score.
Well, just a given goal to set up the one-timer.
Who's puck spun to the near boards? Camp battling with Coburn, who gives the puck to Paquette, who clears it ahead to Conacher at center ice, put it over the Hawk line. Paquette to Conacher, firing from the slot. Big save by Crawford with the right pad. Paquette follows up and fires it over the Hawk net. Put it ahead, Cirelli over the Hawk line. Bend the left circle, Kalorn back to Cirelli. He shoots! Crawford makes a save with the left pad! A spectacular save! A game-saving save, possibly by Corey Crawford, on a 2-on-0 breakaway by the Lightning. Along the right wing boards and corner, closing to the net. He shoots! He scores! From an impossible angle! Brent Seabrook wheeled out of the right wing corner along the goal line. And it looked like he looked to make the right play. He fired the puck off of McElhinney and it ricocheted up into the net. He lost the puck on the near boards. Picked off by Kalar, fed the high slot. Hedman shoots! Oh, they score! Crawford looked like he did the splits at the top of the crease. And somehow that leaked through his pads. And just over the goal line, Connor Murphy did everything he could to try and reach back and pull it out of there, but could not. Kane grabs the puck. He had it stripped off his stick by Andre Palat, racing into the Hawk zone, left circle. Palat fed it in front of the point, he shoots and scores! It's now 3-1 Tampa Bay. Gave it to Kane immediately, top of the right circle against the boards. He sends it toward the net, they score! I think it was Dylan Strome in front of the net. McElhinney made the initial save, but Strome shot it past McElhinney and into the back of the Lightning net. With 2:43 left on that clock, the Hawks have a chance. 1:04 on the clock. Now loose puck at center ice. Paquette's got it. Racing to the Hawk zone. He fires. He scores. It's an empty net goal, and that will be the icing on the cake for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They lead 4-2 with 59 seconds left in the third. Tampa Bay wins tonight 4-2. They outshot the Blackhawks 35-34. And with the loss tonight, the Blackhawks' record now goes even at 500, 9-9-4, while the Lightning pick up their 10th win on the season against 7 losses and 2 overtime or shootout losses. The Lightning have now won 7 straight games against the Hawks, and Curtis McElhinney picks up his first career win against the Blackhawks in this game here tonight.